stations. Here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Mike Jarecki's from Chicago, and he spoke with reporter Christopher Michael about an important aspect to those being covered or not covered by immigration protection, and that would be consumer protection. The story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. An awful lot of people heard that there were changes in the law and there were rumors going on that perhaps they could be naturalized or get green cards, and that really isn't the case, is it?
That's correct. For the last 2 years, we've heard a lot from Congress, especially when the Senate passed a comprehensive immigration bill. It passed the Senate, but it never became law because it never passed the House and the president never signed it. All of this information has been circulating in the news, and it's created 11 million vulnerable people who want to get in line and do the right thing, although they're undocumented, to create stability in their lives, to continue to stay with their families, and continue to be the model citizens that they are in the United States. The problem with no line means no benefits. However, there are a lot of people who are willing to take advantage of these people's expectations of what they've heard in the news and dreams of wanting to go forward. They want to bear the costs of whatever it takes to move forward in a line, but because that line doesn't exist, there's nothing they can do. However, when somebody gives them the promise of that, puts a dollar sign, and knows to prey on their vulnerabilities, some people are willing to take that step, thinking that it is a legal course of action that they're taking. These people are called notarios. These people are not qualified legal representatives, and they're preying on people each and every day. I have people come to my office who, through friends or family members, finally get to somebody who is qualified to talk to them about their situation. And I hear stories of people paying tens of thousands of dollars to individuals for the promise of getting in line, for the promise of permanent residency or citizenship, which just is completely not true. What's unfortunate in a lot of these community offices is there's these one-stop shop offices. People go for help with tax. People go for help to get a modification of their property tax. And all of a sudden, somebody finds out, oh, you also need citizenship help. You also need help with immigration. And these people who are not qualified to work in immigration, and who knows if they're qualified to work in tax or property modification, prey on these individuals, and they find themselves out of a lot of money. And if something is filed improperly with immigration, they might find themselves in removal and deportation. So the consequences are quite high, and I think it's time for Congress to move forward to protect these individuals, not only from an immigration standpoint, but from a consumer protection standpoint.
Mike Jarecki, this is Christopher Michael reporting.